This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here, and welcome back to Wealthification. This is the systems module. I'm going to talk to you about some of the best tools that you can use in your business to create some powerful systems. Systems, of course, stands for saves you stress, time, energy, and money. And I'll give you a tip with systems. The simplest thing you can do is put things where you use them. When it comes to tools, you want the minimum possible tools, and make sure that you test them and that they are the absolute best tool for the job. In our business, we have a simple criteria. We make sure that our business can't live without them, because if it can, we'll get rid of the tool. The minimum possible tools mean it's easier to train on, easier to teach, and you have more chance of using it effectively. One of my favorite tools is the portable device, the iPad and the iPhone. I also use a Mac Air when I travel. Having a portable computer allows you to be flexible in where you do your work. Of course, with the Kindle format for reading books becoming more popular than physical books, it's just a matter of time until most content is delivered in a portable format. For brainstorming, I like a simple whiteboard or a pen. It's pretty hard to beat freehand drawing for memory retention and creativity. I then take a picture of the whiteboard and I upload my notes to Evernote. Now, the best place to store things for me are Evernote, which stores text and pictures and audio. For all sorts of files, videos, audios, and PDFs, we use Dropbox, and you can have Dropbox for Teams as well. And we use Amazon S3, which is part of Amazon's web services to store all of our content. These services have great backups so that you can synchronize across all of your devices and you can retrieve lost or accidentally deleted copies if you need to. There's no reason to have a black box sitting in the corner of your business anymore, because everything can operate from the cloud online. For online meetings, GoToMeeting is a great platform. It works on both Mac and PC. It actually has a higher quality viewing than most VoIP type services, because it loads a little piece of software to the device that helps it break down the communication to the smallest possible transfer between internet connections. So this works really well, even if you have team members in a place where there's a lower internet speed. For webinars, the Big Brother GoToWebinar is a great solution, and you can have up to 1,000 people using this platform if you have the appropriate plan. This is a widely recognized format and quite easy to operate. For accounting, you may look at FreshBooks or Xero. Xero is great because it actually feeds from bank accounts and PayPal, and you can generate invoices, and you can assign labels so that you can break down all of the different costs, both fixed and variable, and work out your total revenue and your actual profits in accordance with the Wealthification system. FreshBooks is great as a little starting point for auto billing customers. If you have customers where you need to send invoices out, even if you need to mail it, FreshBooks can automatically print the invoice and mail it in the old-fashioned mail, and it can also email. It will send you a reminder to let you know when your customers are behind with their billing. For email, it's pretty hard to go past Google Apps for Business. This is where you get to use the Gmail functionality under your own domain name. And this gives you a very powerful, searchable email system that has massive capacity. It is really, really effective with the way that it helps you group like emails. It has good spam control, and it's not clogging up your server, so you can actually rely on this enterprise level of email handling. Again, you'd be crazy to try and run your emails from a single computer these days, because you'll lose that ability to be portable. For list marketing, probably the industry standard is AWeber, which is very well priced, very effective, and is allowed in most markets. And the up-and-coming contender is Office Autopilot, which has a more advanced email system, allowing you to have tags as well as the rules and automation that you can have with AWeber. Plus, Office Autopilot has a small brother called SendPepper. So if you don't need the full service, then you could just use the smaller version. For CRM, Most people are using something like Salesforce, which I haven't listed here. It's very popular but rather large. You may get a better result using Capsule or the HiRISE component from the makers of Basecamp. These are pretty common CRM solutions, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. For shopping cart, I like Nanocast, Office Autopilot, or Shopify. Nanocast has been a very robust solution for me. It allows you to have your own affiliates. You can have all sorts of different things happening with your prices, and you can have memberships or single prices. It integrates with PayPal or with credit cards, and you can hook it up to just about any email supplier. It also handles media from Amazon S3, so it's very good, and I consider it like a glue that pulls everything together. Office Autopilot is a more integrated solution, but the cart is a little bit newer for them. And Shopify is an online-based e-commerce solution that might be suitable if you want to have a lot of items and if you don't really want to be setting up websites. For conversion testing, I like Visual Website Optimizer. It is a great system. It combines quite a few functions that you might have to have had in the past, such as Crazy Egg for heat map tracking. Now Visual Website Optimizer offers great A-B split testing and multivariate testing. And if you want to go for the full video on the screen, watching customers move around your screen, then you might want to look at ClickTail, which is a terrific conversion tracking software. For me, Visual Website Optimizer does what I need it to do. The other conversion testing software that you might use is Google's version. They have their own conversion software, but I think Visual Website Optimizer is easier to use. For project management, there's a number of solutions, and the goal is to keep this as simple as possible. A lot of companies use Basecamp, and I found that to be very effective. It's quite simple. It's not overly feature-rich, but that's probably one of the great advantages of it, and it's widely accepted and well-priced. A new up-and-comer is Trello, which is free, and that allows you to move projects according to a Kanban system, which is the to-do, doing, and done. It's actually very intuitive and probably a great start if you just have a small team. Podio is also another integrated solution. It allows you to join forces with all different people in your company and have a social interaction environment. My favorite is Google Apps for Business. We're using spreadsheets and we're using Google Documents for most of our jobs now. There's very few that we need Basecamp for. Now, if you use the same sort of system that I mentioned in Project Stream for the Actions module, you'll see how I use Google Apps quite effectively. For surveys, again, Google Apps are probably my favorite because you can create a form from a spreadsheet and have the form populate the spreadsheet, and you can share the spreadsheet with people in your team and do all sorts of reporting. If you want a standalone solution, my best recommendation is SurveyMonkey. It gives you really advanced abilities such as a word cloud showing very commonly answered survey results. And it gives you a quick indicator of what the most interesting things are when you have open-ended surveys. It can actually group like phrases. Of course, my dashboard, Speed Dash, is my preferred dashboard. I created this dashboard because I didn't feel there was a good enough one out there. I'd tried other solutions, but Speed Dash combines analytics plus Google Tasks, plus it combines your Gmail feeds and RSS, and you can see your website visits and goal conversions, times around the world, and a quick link off to the websites you need. So I think Speed Dash is the ultimate dashboard. For support, I absolutely love Zendesk. It's been really easy to use. It integrates very well with the chat software that we use, and it is a fully hosted solution, meaning that we don't have to update the server and do all the technical stuff. From the customer's point of view, it's all handled nice and effectively, and it gives you fantastic triggers and automations and reporting functions, and it's very well priced as well. They're a great, great solution. For websites, we only use WordPress because WordPress is loved by Google. It's used on a massive proportion of the world's websites. It's super easy to use, very easy to find people to work on WordPress for you. We exclusively develop on WordPress for our own website businesses, Superfast Websites and atlweb.com. WordPress is absolutely awesome, and it really helps your website get ranked. For our chat solution, we use Live Chat Inc. Live Chat Inc. works really well with Zendesk, and you can place it on each one of your websites to get extra conversion metrics. It shows where people came from before they came to your site, what keyword they used, and you can also intercept that customer and have a conversation with them. Plus, you can put the Leave a Message tab on the top and the bottom of your website so that people can easily ask you a question, and you can take them over the line from not quite sure to being absolutely certain that you're the right business to deal with. For templates, we build a lot of templates in Google Apps, especially spreadsheets, and we make standard operating procedures such as step one, step two, step three, and we put them into little folders just like a filing cabinet within Google Apps. Evernote is a great place for your personal templates. If you've got a special standard operating procedure that you do and you don't share with anyone else, then Evernote is probably the best place to put it. Basecamp is great because you can set up templates that you can just pull out and activate whenever you have a new job, and it will help you for more complicated or more complex jobs. So Basecamp is a great solution. For checklists, Google Apps, Evernote, and Basecamp will do pretty much the same thing. For reporting, and really this is the key to the whole wealthification system, is if you don't know where you're up to, you're not going to grow your business. If you use PayPal, you absolutely must see Puttler. It is incredible. It will show you your month to date. It will show you your daily sales, your top customers, your top selling products, your trending up or down, your PayPal balance, and it can allow you to issue refunds straight from the control panel if somebody orders the wrong product, and you can search by customer. It's such an awesome tool. For just about anyone else, Xero is going to be the perfect reporting tool for your accounting. Google Apps is great. You can use spreadsheets to make wealthification charts to track different business units and work out your revenue and your costs and your profit and the hours spent to obtain that, so that you can work out your dollar per hour rate per activity. Nanocast is terrific for affiliate reporting and sales by product, regardless of how they paid. Google Analytics is really good to see where your traffic comes from for websites, what key phrases are used, what browser people use, what device they have, and whether your traffic is increasing or decreasing, how many pages they visit, and how long they stay on your web page. And of course, SpeedDash pulls Google Analytics right into your dashboard so that you don't have to go anywhere to figure this stuff out. If you're using Google Analytics, then SpeedDash brings it to life. My final tip is, where possible, create a system to handle things automatically. People automation is great, but it'll continually need attendance. Software automation is terrific because once you get it set up and it's working for you, your automated software can be very, very reliable. And that's where, if you can possibly put in automation, perhaps pay a programmer to make the program you want, like I did with my SpeedDash. But that is the goal. If you can automate a system, at the very minimum, make sure that you make your systems habit, and your business will be stronger for it.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.